Hello, 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 everyone. Welcome to year 2022. Happy New Year, and thank you so much for joining Creating a Mindset for Success. I am your host, Karonda Glover, and I really do appreciate you all hanging in with me and coming back day after day, listening into my podcast. I do apologize for not being on as often as I was. I've had a lot of life events happen, and I've also had a lot of learning going on. So I can't wait to get to this and start giving you more and more information every week on how to create a mindset for success. Today, we're going to go ahead and talk about vision and personal development strategy. This is the key to everything else working in your life. This is where you dig deep and truly figure out what you want in your life and want your business to look like. You know, when you start thinking about what type of business you want to have in your life, what is the business you want to build? Do you want to do weight loss? Do you want to do health and beauty? Do you want to do credit repair? You must get this so clear in your mind that you can taste it. You must figure out what it is that you like and that you're passionate about in order for your vision to come true. Excuse me. So that this vision that you have, once you get it so clear in your mind that you can taste it, so that this vision seeps into your bones and lights every cell in your body on fire. It's essential that you have such a clear vision that you can create the feeling of being there now. Have you ever been somewhere or thought about something and been so passionate about something? Say, for instance, you decided that you really like doing healthcare. And you like teaching people about health and wellness. You know, you're a bodybuilder, or say you work out a lot and you're so passionate about it, but you haven't figured out a way to show other people how to do it. This is a clear vision. Once you get that vision in your mind, this is what I'm good at. Find that need. Once you find that need and what your vision is, everything goes from there. Next, you must be honest with yourself about what's holding you back. We all have these things, and they usually start with fear. Fear of putting yourself out there. We've talked about this before in another episode. For instance, either in video or webinars, fear of failure, maybe even fear of success. That's another episode for another day. Have you ever thought about it when you get ready to get started on something? You're so passionate, you're going 110 miles an hour, and then once you get started and you see it's getting there, you see you're getting your people in, you're getting ready to start making that money, and all of a sudden you draw back because you're really scared to succeed. You have a fear of success. I know it sounds strange. I know it sounds like that's impossible. I want to make money. There are people who are out there who have the fear of success. Your limiting beliefs about who you truly are will kill your chances of success before you ever step foot onto your journey. And we've talked about this before as far as mindset. What is the limiting story that you're running in your head day in and day out? You know, you must rewrite this story so that it serves you forward motion. You are the author of your book. If you're struggling to get where you want to be and you find yourself procrastinating constantly, we need to work on your vision. You need to craft a vision as soon as possible of who you want to be. A vision of your ideal self who is no longer restricted by limiting beliefs and fear. It has nothing to do with the resources, you know, time, skill set, money, etc. It has everything to do with you becoming the person whose emotions make your resourceful, tenacious, passionate, committed. As you become the version of your best self, you will find yourself taking action because that's what the ideal you would do. When you've got this part right, everything else begins to fall into place. Doors start to open and obstacles melt away like butter on a scorching hot summer day. You need to become the best version of yourself. And like I said, you will find yourself taking action. Once you find that passion, that fire, and you finally get together with this vision, you decide, I'm going to get up, you'll find yourself taking action. And that's what you need to do. And you end up becoming the idea you that you wanted to be in the beginning. Say, for instance, you wanted to get up and you start teaching people about weight gain, health and wellness, and, you know, going to the gym. And maybe there's a product you have that you can give to them to help them with their overall total life change and not just losing weight and going on a diet. You're helping them to commit to a total life change. Your passion is going to cause you to take action. Once you take action, you will see the ideal you and what you would do. You will start seeing things come to fruition. You will see, okay, this is what I said I want to do. I want to help this many people. I want to make this much money. When you start seeing it come to pass, then you become the ideal you. I would like to thank you so much for joining me today on this journey of creating a mindset for success, not only in life, but also in business. Vision and personal development, you have to have a strategy. You have to have a strategy. That's where mindset comes into play. And I tell you all this every day, your mindset has a huge impact on what and where you would be in life, and whether you start, whether you stop, or whether you never ever get started. Remember, vision and personal development, you have to find that vision, you have to find that passion, and you have to take action. I thank you so much for joining me again for creating a mindset for success. I'm your host, Karonda Glover. Until next week, remember, a mind is a terrible thing to waste.